I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the only podcast that has been banned from the Vatican. The gentleman in front of me is the reason why we got banned at the Vatican. It's comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward, you are Pentelis, and this is our man-child.
Yeah.
Cowbunga, dude.
What is that? He tells me that he prepares. I prepare nothing for my opening statement. It's whatever comes to my head at that moment. And you prepare a line every week. And this week, that was your line.
It just popped in my head randomly.
I want to know something. Did you write that down? Has it been a week? You're like, I got a good one.
I wrote it down in like art style. Made it like 3D
with colors. Art style, like with a crayon?
Like 3D. It looks 3D.
Yeah, on a wall. People are going to forget about that Jamaican gangbang mishap. Yeah. They're going to think Ninja Turtles.
Goddamn.
For some reason, I picture them in a diner asking, do you have a menu that kids draw on? Yes. Why? Is your son coming? No, I have a project. And he's writing cowbunga, and everyone's going up to him going, you're very brave. Very brave. You come here alone.
Yeah, he doesn't get it. He's like Kramer. He's like, I do come here alone. I love the pancakes. Sir, this is a Walmart.
The best. Goddamn.
So, Mike, successful run of shows in Gatineau. Great time. And Jer got to go back home.
I'm going back tonight. And we're... I'm recording my French special this week. Last week.
Actually. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Quebec City.
Oh, I had no idea that you were recording. So the French one's going to be done.
Yeah, the French one's going to be done because I want to do it now because the show's going well.
The show's going very well.
So I was like, I'll just get it now. And then once that's filmed, even though I have like still 50, 80 shows, whatever, then I'll start concentrating on the English just to get it really solid. And then when that'll be ready to film, I'll just put both shows out at
that's
the same time.
That's fucking smart.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I had no idea that you were filming it already. But you're not going to release it before you finish the tour? You don't want to ruin it for anyone?
Yeah, no. They do that in France.
That's stupid.
That's so stupid, yeah. And for people that are used to that, they like it. Like, I had a guy once, there's a big festival in Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu, like a hot air balloon fest.
Okay.
And they used to do comedy shows. There'd be like sometimes 80,000 people. Like, it was fucking crazy. And there were these guys that they had their DVD in the days that people had DVDs. So of their live show. And then they did the same show that was on the DVD. And the guy saw me and he was like, I saw him. They did an hour of material I'd seen on the DVD like 100 times. And I was like, oh, that sucks. He goes, no, it was the best.
That's stupid.
And I was like, you're so stupid, sir.
I'm a comedian. Yeah. I respect comedy the same way I respect music. But it's not the same because part of what we do is a surprise.
Yeah.
It's like finding out the ending to M. Night Shyamalan movie before going to watch it. What's the point?
Yeah. The only way you can kind of like it is if you see a comic that you really like and you're with someone that's never seen him. And then you go, oh, fuck. It's almost like bringing a nephew to Disneyland.
Yeah. Or him to Disneyland.
Yeah, exactly.
8%. No, but I think the energy in the room is going to be different because most everyone, since they're your fans, probably saw the video that you have up for free anyway. So that would bug me. But because every time you go, there's going to be people that have seen some of your stuff, right? Because not everyone's there all the time. There's some people that have seen you at different shows.
Yeah.
But it's not the same as the entire room knowing what's coming next. That's weird.
Like I did when I was in Iqaluit this winter, or was it last? Anyway, whenever I was in up north, I was booked two shows. So I had to do a French hour and an English hour.
Is it weird doing them back to back?
Well, it wasn't the same night.
Okay, at least.
But so then I was like, there aren't that many people and there must be a lot of bilingual people. So I'll do two different hours. But I don't have like to the so like
that's crazy.
I was like, I'll do my old English stuff and my new stuff in French so that way people can see both shows. But no one went to see both shows. English people went to English, French went to French. So the English show went well, but it was everyone in the room had seen all of my jokes. Because they're up north, they know a comic's coming. They'll go on YouTube, so they so it was weird. I was doing jokes, like trying to
surprise them.
Yeah, almost, and even trying to surprise myself. So, and I was, you know, I'd be like, okay, in this bit, I used to open with this, close with that. I'll try to switch it around. It's almost like I was trying to fool people into thinking I was still. I just felt like an old piece of shit.
It's the Northern prestige.
Yeah. It was weird. It was weird. I felt like exactly like I've never seen Sinbad on stage, but that's how I picture him. Just doing old.
Is he still alive?
He's still doing comedy.
Good for him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know Sinbad?
No.
Sinbad. He was Bill Cosby's protege, but for comedy.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think he taught him anything about race?
He was trying to groom him. Yeah.
Imagine he knows all the tricks.
Yeah.
You never heard of Sinbad? You never seen No? Sinbad.
He's
a black man.
He was a chubby younger version. He looks like a black Will Ferrell. A chubby black Will Ferrell.
You think Will Ferrell? He always made me think of a healthier Will Smith. Like a Will Smith that could eat.
Okay, yeah.
Oh.
But healthier?
No, I don't know this guy.
Yeah, and healthier is the wrong word.
Yeah,
chubbier. Meatier. Yeah, chubbier. Yeah. Exactly.
Will Smith that doesn't have a movie coming up. So he's like...
he doesn't need to work out.
Yeah, I like pound cake.
I've been working out. I've been trying to work out a lot lately. Okay. And you know what happens? Because it's new in my regimen now. And I thought that I was sick. I thought I was going to go see the doctor because I thought maybe I have cancer or something because my stomach's been hurting. And I just realized this morning, oh no, that's because I was working out my abs the other day.
Oh.
And now they're so sore on the inside. I thought like there's a stabbing motion. Yeah. I was like, oh fuck, I'm going to die. And then I just realized, like, wasn't I working super hard 2 days ago? And that's what happens. It takes like a day for it to start getting sore. I'm like, imagine going to the doctor.
I think I have cancer.
And the guy's like, no, you have stupid. Yeah. You have a case of the stupid, sir.
Oh bro, 2 weeks ago when I started working out again, I couldn't unfold my arms. So I was walking around like this the whole time.
Could you unfold your tits?
Of course, that anytime, bro.
Wait, so how'd you jerk off?
I couldn't.
That's a lie.
I swear to God. I went 4 days without jerking off.
Really? Because of your arms?
Yeah. I legit.
Because it hurt too
and
much?
Everything, yeah.
Because you don't have to unfold your arms to jerk off.
You gotta do the motion, right?
What? How do you jerk?
How do you jerk off? Just show it again. Because your wrist is really fucking into it. Yeah. You're smacking it out. What are you doing?
Jesus.
We're talking about yourself, not others.
Yeah.
We're talking about jerking yourself off.
So every time I had to pick something up, I had to go.
Describe it for people listening.
Like this. Like I had
like
to...
a robot. His arms are attached to his sides like a T-Rex. And he would squat down.
To drink coffee, I had to go.
Yeah, show us how you do everything with your arms like that.
How would you drink water?
Yeah, how would you drink water? Show us. How would you drink it?
No, it's okay.
It seems difficult. Just try it.
I will not show.
Is it possible that... You didn't drink water during those 4 days?
I did.
Is it a possibility?
That I did not? No.
Listen, I'll tell you why I'm upset with you, Poseidon. I wrote a tweet because the mainstream media is starting to really get to me because they keep making up fake shit.
But what does that have to do with
it? I'll get to you in a second. So Justin Trudeau, he was being criticized because they had a meeting and he decided to get everybody donuts, which is fucking, that's a cool thing. That's what a cool boss would do. But he bought gourmet donuts, which every box, he bought all kinds of boxes, were like $75 each box. And it's all taxpayer money. It's not like it's not out of his pocket. So people are like, listen, man, you're not on vacation. It's taxpayer money. Don't get the gourmet shit. If you get the gourmet shit, pay for it yourself, right?
Yeah.
So I understand the outrage. I don't think that public funds should be used to buy gourmet donuts, right? But then I think it was in the the Toronto Sun or some shit, a Toronto newspaper, or Maclean's maybe, wrote an article and they said, people need to calm down, this later article, about their love of Tim Hortons, all right? She was trying to spin it like people were so in love with Tim Hortons that they're mad that he didn't get Tim Hortons because of their loyalty to Tim Hortons. Not realizing, or maybe realizing but doing it on purpose, that people are just pissed that their tax dollars are going to gourmet fucking donuts.
Yeah.
Just, I read that and I was like, are you kidding me? It's either you're disingenuous on purpose. It's either you're retarded and don't get it, right? Or you're purposely being a fucking liar. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody's that loyal to Tim Hortons.
What paper was that in?
I'll find out.
Like a real paper?
It was a real, yeah, it was a real thing. It was a real thing.
The Sun, you said?
Yeah.
I think it was the Sun or McLean's. I saw it on Twitter.
That sounds more like McLean's.
Maybe McLean's, yeah. And when I saw it, I was furious. And I go, that's why I tweeted that thing. I go, in order to be a mainstream, like to be proud of being a mainstream journalist nowadays, you need to be willing to go into a meeting, shit your pants explosively, and then whoever walks out, you call them a racist. Like, you have to be that level of calling out names and not addressing reality. Yeah.
Goddamn.
I'm sorry, Poseidon. I don't want to. It just bothered me that we know that's not the reason. We know that's why
people
are mad. They're just mad because, we're paying taxes. Other people don't have fucking money to eat. And this guy... And
plus, that's the type of move, if he does, he'd never do this. But he should go to the store himself and with his money.
Yeah.
Or just...
I agree.
Because he didn't go out and buy it. It's some assistant.
Yeah.
And that person was like, oh, I'll make Justin look more generous by buying fucking... $80 donuts.
Yeah. But technically we bought those donuts.
Yeah.
We're very generous.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Canada.
Yeah. or just fucking do what you've been doing for years, like the government.
Everyone's dick?
No, but keep on buying the $80 box of donuts.
Don't tell
but
anyone.
But don't take pictures of it.
Yeah. He took all kinds of pictures. Like, look how generous idiot. I am.
Yeah.
With your money.
I'm so proud.
I saw a picture. That's like whenever you see like low-level gangsters with, look, I have $18,000.
Yeah, and then they get arrested 1 hour later.
Yeah, it's true. Oh. They always get arrested.
I have a Poseidon situation type of story that happened. There was a guy who tried to embarrass a manager at Target. Did you see this online?
So I saw that. Yeah,
so
yeah.
He went into Target and he's like a left wing blogger journalist type of guy.
Canadian or American?
American.
Okay.
He goes into Target and he finds an Oral-B toothbrush. Those $200 toothbrush. I think it was like $100 something. And there was a tag on it for one penny. So he went to the register and he's like, yeah, I would like to buy this. And so she charges. He's like, no, it's one penny. She's like, no, it's not actually one penny, sir. Like, why would you think this is one penny? And he's like, no, I'm going to pay one fucking cent because it says 1 cent, right? So he calls his whole thing and called the cops on her to show up there. And then they're trying to explain to him, sir, someone put it, like you found it in the wrong place. It's not actually one penny. Mm. And the only tags that they have one penny for are for items that they need to, because they have to categorize them to send them back to the vendor.
Yeah.
It's not for sale for one penny. It's $100. Why would you think we'd give you a $100 toothbrush for a penny? And they start saying, I haven't been to the dentist in 3 years. And I was very happy to get this. Just stupid things. Stupid things. And he records her. He's like, you're going to be shamed online. And then everybody who saw it were like, yo, fuck you. You're the asshole. Like, she's doing her job. Why would you pretend like you think you're going to get a $100 toothbrush for a penny? Like, why would that be a real deal? He's like, I thought it was a great offer. That's what he said.
What a fucking idiot.
And why would he? And to shame her? What the fuck?
Yeah, and the lady, and now somebody started like a Patreon or GoFundMe for her. It's like up to 30 G's, I think.
Amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah. And I saw her face. Her face was just
like, dude,
so done.
It's a piss off job.
You know
job.
What she should do if she actually gets 300,000? Just buy like 300 of those toothbrushes and give them to everyone that guy knows. Like just for people that he hates. Like all of his ex-girlfriends, his fucking
if
boss,
he has any.
His neighbors.
I forgot. I found out this morning that you're going to love somebody because went through his tweets because he said, I haven't been to the dentist in 3 years because I don't have money, health insurance, because writing for left-wing nut jobs doesn't help anyway. And then he goes, somebody found one of his tweets from like 2 years ago and the tweet was, the best part of coming to the dentist is turning off Fox News on the TV. So this fucking idiot, first of all, he has been to the dentist and maybe he made a dick of himself, so the dentist's like, yeah, go find someone else. Like he's going changing the channel, people are watching the news.
And the dentist 3 years ago isn't that long. Like I know the dentist tells you you're supposed to go, I think they tell you every 6 months, but you're not gonna go.
It's
every
a scam.
6 months. And even like one, I think 1 year, every year is probably good. But I haven't been in 3 years. And my teeth, like if your teeth don't hurt.
Yeah.
And they're not,
I went a few. I go like once a year for general cleaning and checkup. And I have to get some work done, that's for sure. But in general, ever since I stopped eating sugar, I haven't had in years, I haven't had tooth pain. Or if you avoid sugar as much as you can, I really haven't had a problem with my teeth.
I've had I had one cavity when I was like 16. Never had a cavity since. And I
have all kinds of cavities.
I went for like 10 years without going to the dentist. And then when I went and I told him I hadn't been to the dentist in 10 years, he was like, fuck, you probably have like 8,000 cavities and nothing.
Wow.
My teeth were fine, yeah.
Mine were fucked because all my teeth are very tight.
Okay.
So when I remember my dad's like, Jesus Christ, you're so fucked. I said, why? Like, all your fucking cavities are between two middle, fucking teeth. So that's what happens is you fuck up one, it fucks up the other. She goes, it's just bad luck.
Mm.
And then I said, yeah, but look at how pretty they look. All tight. And she's like, yeah, but it fucks you because you can't, you know, they're all. So there's that. Anyways, a lot of dentist talks. Mike, let's talk comedy.
All right.
This summer.
Yeah.
We're planning some big things that we're not even going to talk about yet because they're going to be big surprises. All right. However, I think people should know that soon they're going to be able to see me in French in a city near them, Mike.
Yeah. Well, you're doing your show in, you're coming back to Quebec City?
Definitely.
In French?
In French in May, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Which
that's going to be cool.
That's the word you want to choose.
I hope that, I like, a thing that would be good for people that saw the English hour. Just to go see, there's something fun about seeing the same comic do the same act in two different languages.
Yeah.
When you're able to understand both languages, I think they'll like that. No, I think they'll like it.
And next year, Portuguese.
Well, I've seen you do both. Yeah, you're right. I did like it.
Because they're the same jokes, but they're different.
Yeah, and there's something different. Yeah.
And they don't land.
What did you say?
I said, and next year, Portuguese. And you guys completely ignored me, and me and Pierre are laughing. Yeah.
Wait, I think Pierre's laughing because we ignored you.
Well, that's why I was laughing also.
Pierre's like, you derailed this whole fucking conversation.
Sorry. Keep going.
And you, I'm just excited to get this stuff done so we could announce your English stuff. And
that's going to be
big. Yeah. Especially now that Two Drink Minimum, there's a lot more people that are like finding out about us and learning about everything around Canada and they want to see the shows. So this is going to be their chance.
Yeah.
And how far along are you from... Announcing
everything? Probably 2 weeks, a week or two.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's really close.
All this shit is new.
Yeah, it's all...
Everything's coming up now.
Yeah.
Everything's coming up us, Poseidon.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Everything's coming up us.
Oh, okay.
Like, everything's going... It's 2020 is our year.
He's used to things coming inside of him.
He's like, everything's coming on us. Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
I know, I have neighbors.
Why do you think my arms hurt so much?
Do you have any feuds with your neighbors?
No, I barely see them.
It's not a good thing because you'd assume you're the kind of, you're a feud guy. I'm a feud guy too.
Only if you bother me, yes. But they don't bother me. They're actually afraid of me.
Are they old or young? Or?
Family, some are young, some are old. Most of them are just like, they see me and they're kind of like, who is this guy, you know?
Okay. Why is he in our house? I'm just getting sugar. Why are you being assholes?
I'm talking about like in the elevator and in the halls and shit.
You have a very small elevator, by the way.
Yeah, I know. And
That's a European style elevator.
Yeah.
It fits 1.5 Poseidon. Okay. And then even if there's 3 people in there trying to make it, Poseidon's like, I'm not waiting for another elevator. And he fucking forces.
Is that, that's probably why they're looking at you like that. No. Because you get in the elevator and no one can get out. Maximum 2 people, 300 pounds.
And my head is touching the ceiling.
Maximum 600 pounds. He walks in, they're like, oh, we're fucked. We're not making it. Yeah, you don't have. I've noticed that I'm a bit of a feud guy. You ever have a feud with someone that doesn't know you're having a feud with them? That's an interesting question.
The old apartment that I used to live at.
You had a feud with someone? I didn't know you had a feud with him.
Yeah.
What happened?
It was okay. So my neighbor, so my room was, my window was at the balcony. I don't know how to phrase this.
Where was the balcony?
I'm retarded. So in the summer, I'd sleep with my window open and I basically.
Where was the balcony though?
Like. In front of my room. In front of the window of my room.
All right.
Sorry, I didn't phrase it.
So there's a window, there's your room, there's a balcony.
Yeah.
And why is the balcony on the inside, though?
No, it's on the outside.
Okay. So you'd go out on the balcony.
There's a window of my room, and then there's my room.
Okay. Well, now I'm confused. Hold on a second.
Fuck.
Because if the balcony's on the inside, then that's just a window.
So balcony.
Yeah.
Window.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Stairs.
room.
My uncle Stanley.
My uncle Stanley. Stan the man is there.
I like that you're like, this is the windows, this is the stairs.
They're the same bottle.
How the fuck? How is this a window?
Be
how,
creative.
How is this a window? What a shitty house.
It's see-through. It's see-through.
You're a goddamn psychopath.
But why do we have to imagine the window?
Well, because like balcony, window, room.
Okay.
Okay.
But you put balcony, window, room.
No, balcony, window, room.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to stop.
Okay. Go some on. Reason, so I want to hear
you
about
said it properly, but in that order. For some reason, I imagined your balcony in the bathroom.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now so, we've established that you have a balcony, a bathroom, and a window. That's good. At least.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Just give me a moment. Okay.
He's flustered.
So in the summer, this guy, he would
break into your house.
No, he would call India.
Okay? Oh yeah, I remember this.
He would call India, and I would just at 3 a.m. I'm trying to sleep. I'm home from work.
This
screaming,
is
bro.
Right next to his head.
Screaming. I'm like, what the fuck? So I get out. First time, I go, bro, can you lower the volume? I'm trying to sleep, bro. Like, I got shit to do
3 o'clock
the next
in the morning.
Day,
And did you actually say it in a low tone like that?
Yeah,
or like, you were already...
In the beginning,
shut
I was
the
like...
Shut the fuck up!
No, in the beginning, I was nice. In the beginning, I was nice. So then he's like, okay, my friend, okay. I'm like, I go, okay. So I go back to bed. I hear again,
cousin.
So I go, cousin. So I go, what the fuck, bro? So I go back outside second time. I go, bro, can you, like, I'm trying to sleep. I go to him. This time I'm agitated. I'm like, I'm trying to sleep, like, with the eyebrow. I'm trying to sleep.
With the eyebrow.
Okay, my friend. No problem. No worries.
Thank you.
So then, bro, I go back again, shouting, cousin. I'm like, motherfucker. Third time I go out, hey. Shut the fuck up, bro. I'm trying to sleep in the middle of the night, bro. On the balcony, yelling.
What'd he do?
He panics, hangs up the phone right away.
And runs in the house?
Okay. And he goes back in. So then
Best part is, why is he on the balcony? Because he doesn't want to wake up his family.
Yeah.
But everyone else in the neighborhood is fair game. Yeah.
So this happened.
What a piece of shit.
So then this happened for like a month or two. And like times that he was smoking on the balcony, I would get out on the balcony on purpose and just pretend to talk on the phone really loud. I would like have water. I'd spill water on his balcony by mistake. Like do shit like that. And he wouldn't understand why I'm doing this. Yeah. Him in his head, like he didn't know. He's like.
Yeah, because he had hung up. Like when you told him you're bothering him, he hung up.
So he thought.
Like I kept messing with him like that. And that was it.
Did he end up moving?
No, he stayed there eventually because I never got a reaction out of him. So I'm like, okay, this is no fun anymore. So.
But that sounds like he knew there was a feud. He was just scared shitless of you.
Yeah.
Because if you have some fucking giant next door yelling and fucking throwing water on your balcony, you're like,
well,
oh,
I was like
fuck.
This. I would like talk on the phone. I would go, yeah, and like pretend to.
Maybe what he was saying, like he was talking to his cousin in Punjabi, going, please help me. Help me. My crazy neighbor comes out.
In the middle of the night, he yells at me.
He wasn't calling India. He was calling his neighbor, his cousin downstairs.
It does make sense that he was afraid because when I got out on the balcony every single time, I would get angrier and angrier and I just had boxers on. Like no shirt, nothing.
So you think what scared him was the sight of you?
Yeah.
You think the visual
and the screaming
is what got to him?
He's like, fuck this giant bear.
It's going to rape me. He's like, it was cool watching you rape, but I don't want to be the victim.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Remember that time the neighbors were watching my brother masturbate?
Yeah, I'm going to get to that in a second. Yeah, because I forgot that Mike doesn't know. Well, I'll get that in a second. But I had a situation, the place I lived right before. Well, remember, I always had noisy neighbors. We had all these situations where he went upstairs and all that. Okay.
Oh.
After I had came back, when I went for 3 weeks to Greece, it was in the summer. I come back and I saw one of them down and I was fucking rude as hell. Like there's the two doors. I closed the other door before, like I didn't leave it open. The guy's like, hey, you know, cause like, yeah, but, you know, he's telling me in French, like, why did you close the door? And I told him, why don't you shut the fuck up? You're lucky. Like I'm in a good mood right now. You're lucky I don't fucking throw you down the stairs. And the guy's like, what the fuck? He was freaking out. And then I was like, you make too much fucking noise. You know, I had a good vacation. I don't want to hear, I'm going to come back up there. And then the guy's like, I moved in here 3 weeks ago because there was a new guy in the building. But I thought it was the same guys. To me, they all look the same. Like, oh, they're just students. And they all look the same. And the guy's like, like it wasn't him, and it was a different apartment too. It wasn't him at all.
Oh,
and I told him to break his legs. And then I was like, oh, I go, I'm very sorry. I haven't been here in a while, and just I had this bad experience with these guys upstairs. And he's like, I just moved here because I was just wondering why the fuck are you being rude to me. So he came to ask me. He's like, why the fuck are you closing the door? You know. And then
and I'm gonna throw you down.
I told him,
you look,
I don't fucking throw you down the stairs.
Goddamn.
And then you know how embarrassing that is when the guy's like, I moved here 3 weeks ago. There's no chance it was him. I wasn't even there 3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
And And that's a million times scarier. Someone that tells you I'm going to beat the fuck out of you, you're like, go fuck yourself. But I'm going to throw you down the stairs. That's so fucking aggressive
and violent.
It's
so specific.
You're like, God damn, what the fuck? Yeah. I don't want to fall downstairs.
Yeah, because I used to get really mad. Because I used to hate when they used to fuck around like that, right? Yeah. So, but they had moved out at that time. When I went to Greece, they had moved out. And new people moved in, but it wasn't even the apartment that I was thinking of. This guy moved into one that I can't even hear, like across and up. Mm. So for him, it was like really like, buddy, it's not me, you know? So then I felt bad. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I tried to explain it to him, but he wasn't like, oh, I get it. He was more like, all right. Yeah, right. He went upstairs. He's like, holy fuck. There's a situation.
The man was terrified, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was embarrassed, bro.
He saw the landlord. Is it too late to cancel the lease?
Because I'm not embarrassed if I'm right.
Yeah.
But if it's a situation like that, I'm like, oh, that's, you can't, what do you say? I don't even look like an asshole. I look crazy.
Yeah.
Because he thinks I just don't like it for no reason. Like, I would fucking throw you that. Yeah, I don't like your face. Listen, whitey. So yeah, it doesn't look good. Terrible.
Yeah.
That's what I want to share. And the masturbating.
Yeah, so his brother was jerking off. And
I can't believe I didn't tell you this.
Were the neighbors on the balcony?
No. Years ago. Before we met, I was going to pick him up. And it was Saturday night. It was around 11:30. And I drive the way the street that he used to live on his mom's was on the right. There's no buildings. It's just his like a little parking lot. It holds like 20 cars or whatever. And on the left, like where my driver's side is, there's cars parked on the street and then his building. So I stop in front of his building and I turn around and because I was waiting for him. He still hadn't come there. And I noticed that there's guys outside. There's a Muslim guy in a wheelchair and then a bunch of other Muslim guys in their Muslim pajamas just looking at his house.
Okay.
So I'm like, where do they look? I look over and I noticed that because it was night, and his lights were on, he can't see outside. But when you see inside, you could see everything crystal clear. Everything was in HD, okay? And his brother's in one room, which I found out later was his room. He went into his room to use his computer. His brother's furiously masturbating in his room.
In your bedroom.
But he didn't know because I could see him. It looked like a movie. I could see him in the other room, the living room, getting ready to come out.
Okay.
So I'm like, what the fuck? And then I noticed that the Muslim guys are all there looking at his brother jerking off. So then I'm like, this is fucking, this is not real life.
Are they doing that because it turns them on? Or angry?
Well, they're not getting sexual. They're just like really like, and like really into it. So I'm like, what the fuck? So he comes out. He comes out and he comes around the car, gets in the passenger seat, and I'm still shocked. I'm like, bro. And I point to his house. I go, dude. So he's like, oh. And he went back because you forgot something.
Yeah.
Before he came in the car, he went out of the door. He went back into the house and I could see him, but he didn't know. He's like, close the door again. So he went back in, didn't notice that this is happening. Come sits. I point. I'm like, dude, your fucking brother. He's like, what? And I lean back. You could see his brother furiously masturbating and guys watching his brother. What does he do? Motherfucker. Okay, I'll text him. I was like, no, I'll text him, bro. There's guys watching him jerk off. Either stop the guys or go back. He's like, I'm going to go back in there. And then what, you called him, I think. Like, stop jerking off.
At least close the curtains before you masturbate.
His brother was rebellious. His brother's like, no.
He didn't give a fuck. And I told him when I went back home that the next day I go to him, you do realize like 10 people saw you masturbate.
Yeah, they were just standing out there. One guy was in a wheelchair.
This was his reaction.
Yeah, his brother's very...
Even though it's your brother, if another man is jerking off where I sleep, I'll go in. I'll go like, you should fucking jerk off in your bedroom.
But I think the computer is in his room.
In my room.
I don't care. No, I wouldn't care either. But Poseidon was that was the time where he was getting so just demoralized in that place because everything was fucking with him. No. His brothers would call he got into a fight with his brother over a keyboard, I think. The mother called the cops on both of them.
It's not worth.
Almost got arrested multiple times, actually, and both times were before we went to LA. So if I had gotten arrested before,
if he had a criminal record, he would have been able to leave with us. So good thing he let his brother jerk off his room. But I remember because that was a big thing for me because at the time I was talking about it, I think on stage because it was just so shocking.
Yeah.
That also them blatantly didn't give a fuck they could see me. They looked at me. They knew I was looking at them. They didn't care. Poseidon came out of that house twice. They didn't care.
Yeah.
Poseidon saw his brother being watched, jerking off. He didn't care.
Yeah.
And then the brother gets a text, didn't care.
So much chaotic energy in that story.
So I was the only one. I felt like either I was the only normal person or the only crazy person.
No, you were the only normal person.
It sounds almost like you're the victim of
of a gag.
Of a gay porn hidden camera
play. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. That's
today,
what it is.
today we're going to watch a young Greek boy masturbate while Muslims look at him, and we trick this fucking guy.
Yeah, that's what it was like, because I was like, there's no way. Look at all these factors. No one cares.
Nothing works.
Nothing works, yeah. But he was demoralized. I remember because he went through a period where he was just like, like he was just getting, he would walk in, get yelled
life,
at.
Yeah.
Because you imagine, it's late at night, he would try to sneak in and make a sandwich because he's hungry. And he would hear from his mom's, "You fat fuck, you're eating again." Yes. Like he was so demoralized.
I was tired from work.
Yeah, he was tired and he was getting sworn at.
And like I finished work at 1 a.m., 2 a.m. every day. And I got to take a shower before I go to bed, right? So, oh, what the fuck? You're making noise. But like I finish at this time. What do you want me to do?
It was abusive, So he was.
So you were watching your brother jerk off, and you were like, "Well, at least one person's happy in that house."
That's amazing.
Yeah, because when I used to live with my mom's, he's the middle child, so he wouldn't get any of the heat. It was always me and the youngest. Like, what are you doing? And now that I moved out, now
he's the oldest.
He's the oldest.
He
now,
gets the shit,
so he gets the heat. So. Yeah.
With the masturbation heat?
No, the heat of like, what are you doing? And
in the heat of the night, I'm jerking off for Muslims. Yeah, and it was funny because they seemed like a cartoon because they were dressed in like traditional, like they were wearing pajamas. Yeah. It was 11 o'clock at night, pajamas on, watching some kid jerk off. And it was all run of the mill, normal.
Oh, I even had this one neighbor.
That'd be a good meme for like during the Ramadan. Go. Oh. This is what happens at night. Then you just see the men during the Ramadan looking at your brother jerk off.
Do you remember that neighbor who gave my mother something about Muslims?
Oh, yeah. Some neighbor was trying to convert his mother aggressively, and Poseidon lost his shit.
Yeah. So
Poseidon, the religious scholar.
So. So I think he was cleaning his car or something, and he found a book, and he sees my mother, and he throws it at her. He goes, "Here, you might learn something," like this.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
Fuck he's really bad at recruiting people. Yeah. And
as much as my mother's a nutcase, I love her and I want to protect her.
Obviously,
you know what I mean.
We never doubted that.
And she told me this. I'm like, "Excuse me, what the fuck did he do?" She's like, "No, don't do anything, please. No, just calm down. I'm just telling you. What'd you fucking tell me? Would you tell me this? You know, I can't just sit there idly by, do nothing."
Yeah, she knew.
She knew what she was doing. Yeah.
So I'm like,
she wanted revenge in the form of rape, and knew one rapist.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ, bro.
Who do I know that I can trick into killing and raping a Muslim?
Oh my God.
She's watching Making a Murderer.
Yeah, no, she's like, she's thinking, who can I? She's like, I divorced the other one. Oh, but one still lives here. Okay.
I remember, we made a clone.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
A giant copy.
So then I get pissed off. I don't know.
A giant copy. Yeah.
God damn. I was pissed off. I didn't know what to do because usually, like, my solution is like screaming or violence.
Okay.
All reasonable.
So I ask him, right?
The guy that threw the book.
No,
what do you think I should do to you?
Pantelis.
Oh, no, you asked Pantelis. Because
he's smarter than
you?
Me. Yeah, you don't remember?
I don't remember anything.
I'm like, "Bro, what did I do? This fucking asshole." And you're like, "What did he do?" And I'm like, "Yeah, this is not." Like, "Oh, fuck." And you Milton had given you a thick book.
Oh, yeah. You remember that shit? So I got a revenge that's on the same level. I go, "So you don't rape him."
Yeah, exactly.
So I go, "Come over." And I gave him like an encyclopedia of Christianity. He's like, "Well, don't you need this?" I go, "For what?" What are you talking about?
So he gives me this. And I see him walking. I was on my balcony smoking. I see this guy walking one night. And I go, "Hey, by the way, I have something to give you. Come here." So he comes and I go, "Hold on." I go,
"You might learn something."
And I grab the book from my room and I give it to him. I go, "Here, you might learn something," like that. And he goes, "Oh, you don't have a check for me?" I go, "What check?"
For
the rent. He was.
Oh, he was the guy collecting the rent too.
He was part of the co-op or whatever thing. You know?
That makes the story better.
Bro, you'll get your check when you get your fucking check. But here, you might learn something like this. And then he got so mad, bro. I could see he wanted to say something. And I'm just waiting for him to say something. I'm like, and he just took it and left. I was like, fuck.
But he was angry.
Hoping, I was hoping like confrontation.
That story went nowhere.
Yeah, I know.
That story went
nowhere. You know where I think that what really happened at the end is the guy left with his book going, I'm not even the same guy.
Yeah.
I just saw him. I saw some piece of shit throw a book at his mom the other day. I apologize.
But he was the only asshole that was like that.
Was he Algerian?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Actually, he was the only Algerian. Yeah, everyone else, all the other Muslims were cool. They were chill. They're all cool. On that street, I mean.
I met all of them.
I did. They're all, yeah.
I did. He was campaigning, going door to door. Are you a Muslim? It's like, I'm Catholic. I don't fucking care. Where are the Muslims at?
Yeah. No, because I met them all.
He's face pushing everybody who's Jewish or Christian. He's like, I don't care about you fucking disgusting people. Where are the Muslims?
No, because every year in the summer, they have like a cleanup thing. Because it's a co-op.
A cleanup? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
It's called ethnic cleansing.
No. They clean up the...
This turned into Anne Frank.
No. They clean up...
There's a cleanup where a lot of them hide under the floorboards. No,
they clean up the...
Their tricksters are all in the attic.
No, they clean up the lawns. They cut the grass. They do... It's like
is that what the kids are calling it?
It's like a neighborhood cleanup, basically. You know, and I'm at the mall because like I refuse to participate in that. I'm like, I'm not cleaning shit.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck all you.
I live in the dirt, sir.
You think I'm gay? You think I'm gonna get rid of that piss smell in
like
my
some
yard?
Some kind of a homo.
Like some sort of a homosexual. You want to plant trees?
Nothing gayer than a tree, sir.
All you fag gardeners, get off my street.
I love that level of
So you didn't want to help with the cleanup?
The outside the building cleanup.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to charge you. I'm like, no, you're not.
Wait, so hold on. If you help clean up, they don't charge you?
Yeah.
But if you don't help clean up, they charge you?
Yeah.
That doesn't make... I don't understand.
No, if you help clean up, they don't charge you. But then if you help... what the fuck am I saying? If you help clean up, they don't charge you. If you don't help...
Exactly.
They charge you.
But what do they charge you for?
Like a fee. They call it a fee or
where does the money go?
To the co-op. Which is somebody's
like
pocket.
Like a penalty box?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
So I go, that's not real. I'm not paying that.
Yeah, try to enforce it. Yeah. Tell Ahmed, try to enforce that ticket.
Well, that's the thing. They tried to, like, but nothing.
Yeah, what are they going to do? It's not a real thing. Plus, they see you. They're like, this guy's incredibly racist. there's no way.
I told him my name is Mark. He called me Ahmed. So we got, this guy is a little much.
Hi, I'm Guillaume. Listen, Ahmed. I'm not falling for your fucking tricks.
You can't fool me, brownie.
Yeah, the guy's white.
Before I moved out, there was a Quebecois guy. His name, that was gay. And he had just moved there. And I think the first week he got his window smashed into his Toyota Corolla.
By your fist?
Yeah. No. Not by me. Not by me, bro.
Not in my neighborhood.
Not by me.
I witnessed it because I was close.
I was in his car. Smells great, though. The gays keep a clean car.
No, not by me, though. But anyways, and then, like, I was walking, I guess, and he goes, hey.
I guess I was walking or slithering around. I don't know.
And he sees me. He goes, hey, man, you live here, right? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, is this normal? I'm like, it's Park X, bro. And he's like, people in Park X don't like the gays?
Wait, hold on. I got to say something right now because you're pissing me off. How the fuck, like, I love to joke around.
No, because me, I thought they broke into or steal stuff.
How the fuck would they know that he's gay to break into his car? Yeah. Did his car say gay car? Was he driving a Prius? Like, how do they know?
I don't know.
He's driving a Corolla.
Well, he was very effeminate, though.
But it's a Corolla, you said? Yeah. Which is the least gayest car.
Corollas, I think, are the most common cars.
No, but it was a little effeminate. I think that's
But he's not in the car.
Not his car. Did his car have, like, a...
No, but was one of the mirrors sideways like this? Because that is very strange.
No, I guess like...
What I'm saying is, are you sure it was a homophobic attack? Maybe it was just fuck this guy's car.
His car was in the way.
Maybe he had a laptop in the front seat. And then he's like, it's because I'm gay. But the guys didn't even know he was gay. How do you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, to be honest.
Right? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I get it. Well, because I told him, I'm like, well, don't leave anything. And he goes, I didn't really leave anything.
I had that dildo there in my boyfriend's photo. And then... Like what? Like what could have led to
maybe? Maybe they saw him because he had those really short shorts.
Because what I'm saying, I'm not saying if you're not gay, you should get your car broken into. That's not what I'm saying. Just, I'm not saying only the gays are safe. Everyone else gets. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying is how do you know it was because he was gay?
Maybe they had one of those gay sniffing dogs. And they were like, gay, gay.
The gay straight. The gay sniffing dogs is Poseidon with fucking dog ears on. It's just Poseidon sniffing.
So that guy just thought that it was homophobic. But
I
it
guess,
was just
I guess, yeah.
Maybe it's just a shit neighborhood.
And it was a
shit neighborhood. Did you tell him, oh, don't worry, these guys watch my brother jerk off, you'll be safe.
Don't worry.
So what happened? He moved out after that?
No, he stayed there.
All right, so clearly nothing else happened to him?
Yeah. No, he was fine after that.
So they're like, oh, this gay's resilient.
Yeah, my neighbor got broken into twice during the holidays. You know how fucked up it is? They broke in once. They didn't steal anything. They broke a couple things.
That's scary, yeah.
And then she was like, they didn't steal anything. They broke things. So she bought new things, and then they broke in and stole those.
That's
fucking
a good strategy.
Smart.
What?
They went in. She had an old shitty TV. They broke the TV, waited 2 weeks, and then stole her new TV.
That's hilarious.
Those motherfuckers
That's actually funny.
But she doesn't have any alarm system or anything?
No. And then she was like, because she came to my house, she was like, you should maybe put cameras. And I was like, I've 6 cameras. So that's, but for real, that's why they stole from her and not from me. Because I have the cameras, I have the dogs.
And you also have a sword.
Yeah, I have a sword.
There's a katana in your house.
I have a crazy wife that chases people if they ring the doorbell.
Yeah, exactly. They're not fucking around.
Fuck. I had a thing this week. Oh, I felt like such a shitty person. But I ordered Uber Eats from Subway. And I live in the fucking suburbs. And then I see the guy delivering my Subway is on a bicycle. And I was like... You can't fucking be driving the suburbs of Montreal in a bike in fucking January or February. Damn. So I was like, this motherfucker. And then Marie was like, yeah, your food's going to be like super cold.
He's outside.
And then I saw him driving towards me. And then I guess he fell. And then it was like order canceled.
No!
And then... I felt... At first, I was like, that motherfucker, where is... Then I was like, I felt bad that I was angry at him.
Yeah. I've been there before with Uber because my girlfriend likes to get a lot of stuff from Uber Eats. And there was a... Sometimes, because in the building, basically I say, you go to the door, you ring the door. Like, I put it all in the message.
Yeah.
You know, like, walk in, ring, take the elevator. It's fucking simple. You just push the button, I'll let you in. So I have these guys that sometimes will send me a message. And I'll notice, like, 5 minutes ago, the guy arrived. And if you don't take it, like, your order's going to get canceled. And, you know, you pay the fees. I go, why? He's like, he sent you a message. And then he'll send me a message in Uber Eats. He'll be like, I'm here. And then I'll have to be like, yeah. So ring the fucking doorbell. What do you want me to do for you? Ring the fucking doorbell. Stupid, what am I, psychic? Ring the fucking doorbell. I'll let you in. You come up. They just sit there. What do you want me? One guy parked at the end of the block and said, I'm here. And he's at the end of the block. I go, yeah. Get the fuck out of the car. Bring the food. Go ring the doorbell. I'll let you upstairs. What do you think? It says bring to the fucking door.
I'm gonna come
to the car, you psychopath.
Yeah, that's retarded.
Yeah, and there's a place in front to park your car. You know how it is in front.
The Bacadel. Yeah.
You could literally get out. You have 15 minutes. Get out, bring the delivery up. Go fuck yourself after a certain point. You know? Am I too demanding?
Yeah,
I understand.
No. Especially a job. Like, because some people just aren't good with figuring out directions. If you're bad at directions, don't fucking drive Uber. Don't do Uber Eats. I had a guy a couple months ago. I was with my wife, and my wife's always super polite to the Uber drivers, and I try to be, but this guy was so fucking bad. Every street, let's say they'd go in 30 meters, turn left, and then he'd like slow down and kind of panic and then pass, and then he'd be like, okay, I'm sorry, I'll get the next street. And then I was like, fuck. And then we were getting off the bridge, and to get to my house, it's a flashing yellow light. Yeah. So but people that don't know how to drive, they see flashing yellow light.
Panic.
They stop like it's a red light. And I'm telling him, I'm like, it's yellow. It's not red, so you don't have to stop. You know, he's like, okay, I know. I don't have to stop. And then he fucking stopped. And then the people behind us almost hit us. And I was like, do you know how to fucking drive? Do you know fucking. And then my wife was like, no, calm down, calm down. He was like, I know how to drive. And then I was like, you fucking know nothing. And then I was like, oh. And then I was like, when I got out, I was like, I'm giving him a fucking one or zero. And then Maggie was like, no, be nice, because he'll give you a one. I was like, he's going to give me a one. But,
yeah,
you know, he's not going to be here in 3 weeks.
I feel bad, not
kill him.
But, yeah. I feel bad because I've done the same. I get just frustrated. Even same thing, Uber Eats thing, where sometimes my girl was like, where's this order? We ordered a long time ago. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I've been watching him on the thing just go around the block for the past fucking 10 minutes. You can see his car. Yeah. And he's going, just park the fucking car.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
You guys too, you have I get angry, but it takes me a long, long time. Like you guys, you get angrier faster.
I get angry instantly.
But I don't get angry. So I'm like, everything's cool. And then I'll be insulting your mother while you're driving.
But you at least, it takes you, like you have a fuse.
Yeah.
So somebody has to really hit it. Yeah. Me, I could be super happy. And then I'm like, the fuck's that guy looking at right now? Am I gonna have to fucking murder him? It's all family. I'll murder his family right now.
You know what I think it is? We're so used to fuckery that we can sense when it's about to happen and we prepare ourselves.
Not even. No, I'm wrong a lot of time. I'm wrong. Oh, sometimes people look at me and I'm like, you motherfucker. And then they're like, hey, big fan of the show. You and Mike Ward. How's that? Like, oh, fuck. You know how often that happens to me? Where I'm like, what the fuck's that guy looking at? And I go, hey, ça va? And the guy's like, Pantelis, big fan. I'm like, oh, fuck. This could have got so awkward. Because they know you. Imagine that guy writing online. This son of a bitch. I went to shake his hand. He slapped me in the face. You know how bad that would look?
Yeah.
So, because I have to tweak my mind a bit you know, to get used to that. Not everyone is trying to murder you. Yeah, we have that problem. But yeah, Mike, you at least I know. You're like, meh. Yeah, you're calm
a
bit.
I'm very relaxed, but when I get angry, I get too angry for like once I'm angry, I can't get unangry.
Yeah.
So I I'm a piece of garbage for the next 8 hours.
But at least you have a case.
Yeah.
You have a case. You're like this and this caused it. Yeah. I don't have a case. I have zero case. Like what happened? He looked at me crooked and set his house on fire. It's
like my wife.
An eye for an eye.
Once we were in Florida and she's always yelling at the neighbors because we're in our resort. It's a resort. So it's all people that stay there for a week or rent it out or whatever.
A lot of Quebecers, I'm guessing.
So no Quebecers.
Really?
A lot of British people.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's because it's in Orlando. So Quebecers only go to like Miami, Fort Lauderdale and Miami. But every time people are making noise, I'm like, she's like, fucking go yell at them. And I'm like, they're little kids. Like, I'm not going to yell at a little kid. And then once we heard like arguing, and then she was like, I'm going to go fucking yell at them. And I was like, don't yell at them. They're already arguing. I was like, this is almost like a hotel. Just call the guy at the reception and he'll come fucking handle it. So she calls and the security guy comes. Security guy's like, 3 feet tall, and he makes like minimum wage.
Hey, what's up, guys? Is there a problem?
And then the biggest fucking blackest dude I've ever seen comes out and just starts fucking pointing him in the chest. And then he ran away, and then the cops came, and it became just fucking insane.
Because you won.
Because my wife just wanted me to tell him, can you lower the... we can hear your movie. Like he was watching Marley and Me or some shit. And
bro.
Then, yeah, it just fucking the shit. And then I was like I was in our apartment and I was just staring. Like I felt like a little kid. Like I was afraid. I was like, I think he knows it's us.
That is incredible.
That's funny.
Yeah, and like, we have to move.
Yeah.
We're selling this condo. And then you don't say anything, but Jason went down for his honeymoon.
Yeah.
Jason gets beat up. It's him.
It's
he's
funny because I'm picturing a big black dude and a really short guy just and he's just going like this, and then the whole body of the short guy just going.
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck, you know? Just I find that funny.
I never noticed how because the security guy, whenever I'd see him, he was sitting down at the gate. So he, you know, someone that's 5'1 or 6'4, if they're sitting, kind of look the same.
Yeah.
But so I didn't know. And he was kind of fat. So I thought he was like just a guy, 6'8, 400 pounds, but he was like 5'1 and
still 400 pounds.
He's obese, but yeah.
That explains why like on the road when people act tough when we're in our car, but as soon as we get out, they get a little spooked.
Yeah, because we look small.
We look small, and you know they just see our head, right?
Yeah, that might be. So,
and then, but then, as soon as we step out, and they're like, "Oh fuck, okay, never mind.
Let me go get my gun.
I changed my mind.
I'm gonna need a tranquilizer gun.
I'm gonna need my elephant gun."
Yeah, exactly. God damn, that's fucking hilarious. It's a
do you ever get out of your car and you go and then the people try to feed you an apple?
Yeah. Does that ever happen?
I should have seen that coming.
There's a bag of popcorn. They're petting your
and
head.
And the father's yelling, "Don't feed the fucking animals." I'm not an animal, sir. Yeah, but you kind of are. They're debating it. You've been watching any new porn categories, Poseidon?
Not really.
Same old categories?
Yeah.
Do you get tired of jerking off?
Yeah, I do. Sometimes.
While you're jerking off or after?
Afterwards. I'm like, why I gotta jerk off?
Do you ever regret it? Do you regret the content you're watching or just the fact that you're jerking off?
Just the fact. I feel like it's not needed sometimes, you know? Like, I just do it to fall asleep sometimes.
Yeah.
You know
but
what I mean?
Do they ever get mad at you at work? Like, you shouldn't sleep
Jesus
on the job?
Christ. Yeah.
So do you ever regret the content that you jerk off to? Or it's never the content.
What's the weirdest content you've actually searched? Like hidden camera porn.
I've landed on this by mistake. Public humiliation.
Porn? What is that?
Public humiliation. BDSM gangbang.
Was a man getting yelled at by his mom while Jamaicans fucked him?
No. It was just a...
You were like, then the video came up and you was like, "There's a camera here?" Who are those gentlemen?
Who are those gentlemen? So what was public humiliation? What is that exactly?
BDSM gang. It was like a room. And then
it's not very public.
Yeah,
it was like a public room, and then people were
watching.
What's
a public room?
And then
a library.
Yeah,
and then there was a tied up chick, and these dudes gangbanged her, and like they humiliated.
So they raped. They raped someone in a.
No, it wasn't a rape. It was
in a government building.
You described a rape.
No, but it wasn't a rape.
She was tied up, but she wanted to be there.
No, it was willingly. It was willingly.
Yeah. Well, then why would she be tied up?
Because it's BDSM.
How did you know it was willingly?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah.
You just didn't, like...
I don't know now.
Did you Google image the girl to see if she had died after or no?
No, it was a porn star.
No, but maybe
that's all acting.
But maybe that's why you felt bad after you jerked off. Yeah. You're like, that wasn't a real rape.
Fuck, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jesus
Christ. I jerked off to a fake rape.
like some fucking peasant.
Fuck, bro. That's nuts. That's wild.
So that's the craziest thing?
That's
the craziest thing you ever searched. What's the craziest thing you ever fell on?
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck? How does this exist?
What do they recommend?
Oh, yeah. What do they recommend? That you're like, that? Why are you recommending that?
The weirdest thing, I'm not... hentai. I've never watched... Like, when I was a kid, I would occasionally watch, but I hadn't watched hentai in years.
You would occasionally watch when you were a kid?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You would occasionally watch hentai?
Yeah.
On occasion.
When I was like 12, 13.
So the occasion being whenever you jerked off?
Not every time. Every 12th time I jerked
now,
off.
Now, unless
so
I'm wrong.
But you used to jerk off like 4 times a day. So every 3 days.
Yeah.
Every 3 days.
I'd switch it up.
So
I'd
not a lot. Maybe 120
times
a year.
Well, because at that point, I had to trick my brain. I had to switch it up a bit.
Okay.
I might, at the risk of sounding stupid, hentai is Japanese cartoon porn.
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
And I hadn't watched that in like fucking 10 years to 12 years. And it came up in the recommended. I was like, what?
Is it made up stuff? Like they have porn characters? Or is it they take like Dragon Ball Z characters and they make them fuck?
I think it's both.
Have you ever seen the videos like... The Family Guy characters fucking? Like Lois getting fucked?
Oh, those are ads though.
Yeah,
those are ads on the side.
You ever get suckered into those ads?
No.
You know when it says single horny females are looking for people just
in
like
your
you,
neighborhood.
In your neighborhood.
I click all the time.
Do you ever like panic? Like when you used to live at home, would you ever panic?
Why?
Because you're like, my mom's the only single female around.
Fuck,
yeah. Did it ever make you panic?
No.
Did you ever think you're going to click on it and see someone you know?
No, this is fake shit, bro.
What's your favorite hentai?
I don't have a favorite hentai.
Who's your favorite cartoon character that turns you on?
I don't have a favorite cartoon character that turns me on.
So they all just
turn you on? Just all equal?
I guess.
Really? Guys, girls, animals?
Oh, bro, I really have to go to the bathroom.
So we're just talking about...
We're talking about cartoons.
Like, he's like, I gotta masturbate. I can't fucking hold it. It's not what you think. I'm just gonna masturbate.
Yeah. No, it's number
two. I'm not a weirdo. I'm gonna jerk number off the
two.
Hentai.
It's number two, not number three.
Okay, go. Go, get out of here.
How much time do we have left?
Well, it doesn't matter. Get out of here. You're not going to make
it. How much time do you have left? Yeah. More. Like, because if you're going to shit your pants.
Or jerk off.
Yeah, no. It's bad. Like, my stomach's hurting. I'm getting, like, a lot of bowel movement.
Go.
Okay.
God damn. Whenever we talk about hentai, oh, boy. Oh, now
Jesus,
we know.
Jesus Christ, bro.
Take the phone with you for sure. Right.
Yeah. Don't forget the phone.
Oh, he's going to furiously masturbate.
Jesus Christ. Do you want some lotion?
There's a lot of motion in that ocean, let me tell you.
And the bathroom is that way, and I saw him leave that way.
He's going in the closet.
He's gone, yeah. Oh, and now he just came back. So he went to get, he was like, what can fit? Oh, this broomstick.
If I'm gonna jerk off at work, I'm going to do it correctly.
If I'm jerking off to imagining hentai porn, I'm the female.
You know what? Poor guy, he has bad timing.
Yeah.
You're talking about, he's like, guys, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
How does he not, like, because taking a shit, especially he's in his 20s, shouldn't, like, be that quick.
It shouldn't be that destructive.
Yeah, like, you should be like, oh, I need to take a shit. Okay, in an hour, I'll be, you know. It shouldn't be like,
his life is over.
I gotta shit my pants.
Especially because he deals with customer service.
Yeah.
Just imagine, I think he was lying. I don't think he was a shit. I think he had to quickly just jerk off. Oh, I was right. I told you. It left. Okay. Oh, yeah. It left through your cock.
Nah, Jesus Christ.
Welcome back to the show, Poseidon. Freshly jerked off. Oh, you smell like a Gwyneth Paltrow candle.
So does that ever happen when you're at work? Like someone's renting a car and you're like,
I got to masturbate.
I got to jerk off. You're Asian, like the porn I like.
Do you want to watch? No?
And then you're like, okay, how many are going to be driving the car? Six people. Oh, God damn. It's the same amount of people.
Almost choked.
Fuck. I was going to a punchline and then you started laughing like before the, and then it fucked me up.
Yeah.
Wait, what? What was the punchline?
There was no punchline.
There was no punchline yet because you had a nervous reaction us talking about you jerking off furiously.
Well, no, I didn't have to jerk off. I had the shit, but then I went to the bathroom and it left. So now.
But the emergency.
I'm gonna hold it until I go to the.
The emergency level of shit that you brought to the table does not seem like you could just call it off.
You should be wearing different pants.
Yeah.
No, because like when I get like. When I really have to go, it just hits me, and then
looked like an emergency that required a State of the Union address. Like that was high level. We thought you're either gonna come hard or shit fast.
which is the worst sequel to Fast and the Furious.
I was about to say that.
Come hard and shit fast.
Come hard and shit fast.
From the makers of The Slow and the Demented.
No, because like I had to go and then I held it. And then I'm like, I know I can't hold it till I get home. And then like,
until you get home. Yeah, like, you're leaving here and then going to work.
No,
and then
home.
You'll be home at midnight.
No,
tonight.
No.
There's a lot of holes in your story.
In 17 hours when
I'll
home.
I'll go home. Number two, eat, and then work.
Okay.
God damn, you're a weirdo.
Why are we talking about
I love
about
you,
this?
But you're... Because you brought up during the show. People want to know.
If you panic at a table and tell people you're going to go shit... You have to assume that they're going to talk about you shitting.
Yeah, that's after. True. This is no longer a comedy podcast. It is an audio drama. We're just discussing your bowel movements.
Yeah, it used to be like, and now you only see comedies or dramas. This is a tragedy.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, this is an actual tragic film for those pants.
No, these pants are fine.
These pants are fine?
Yeah.
What about the front?
They're fine.
They're fine. The front of the pants are fine. Yeah. Okay. Why are you wearing that shirt, by the way?
I don't know. Just throwing.
Have you seen that shirt that he's wearing?
No, it's a.
He's a grown man with an ass on his chest.
Yeah. A good looking girl.
Though. Yeah, she's very good looking. Yeah.
No. I don't know.
Just asking. Do they let you wear that
at work? I don't
even
know why I bought this shirt.
Do they let you wear that at work?
No, obviously not.
Did you just buy that shirt so that the guys that you pay to masturbate in front of you can stay hard?
Oh, oh that's good. Is that why? Was there? Did you plan ahead?
You're like, look at my eyes, not at my shirt.
Do you get my angry? Eyes are up here. He's getting angry. You wouldn't like him when he's angry. He might shit himself. Oh, Glutton Fest Part 2.
Oh, shit.
We should discuss because people are asking. Okay. I honestly think we could actually... We have a case now to do a good Glutton Fest without shitting. Just a food contest. Having Gyan there, we could probably live stream it. Having Gyan there and having him defend his title. He doesn't need to compete if he doesn't want to, but he'll give the belt to someone.
Who, me?
Yeah, we have some people. I know a hot chick that I want to ask to come do the challenge because she eats a lot. Get a couple of fans that want to join in, make it an event, sell some merch. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Yeah. When you want to do that?
It's all up to your schedule because yours is way more crazy than mine. So I'd rather work around your schedule.
Okay.
When you have a free time. Yeah.
So maybe like
spring.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. The weather's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's a couple of different venues. If we don't want, because here it'll be too hard to do downstairs because it's mostly booked all the time. Like, it does good business.
But we can do, we're building another room next door. And
oh,
when
is that
going to
be ready?
I think it's going to be ready in March.
Oh, so we might actually have it in spring. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Hold on, you guys are building another room?
Yeah.
Damn.
We bought the restaurant next door. Well, Luc that owns a pub Quartier Latin put this all together. And then we bought the restaurant next door.
Yeah.
And we're turning it into a new club.
What part of Mike doesn't fuck around?
Fucking
did
money
you not
moves.
Understand?
Yeah.
Fucking money moves.
Yeah, he's not fucking around, bro. There's no... Look at this fucking studio. There's no fucking around. Look at this. Most podcasts done in basements. Yeah. Masturbation dens, if you will. Not this one. This one is done on top. This is the second floor.
Masturbation attic?
This is an attic of masturbating.
Yeah.
No, but right, like there's no more go 50. He's going 100 miles an hour.
Everything's all in. Yeah. It's like you and taking a shit. So you're like, oh, that might have been a fart, but you're gonna panic.
I was thinking of taking him to a casino, maybe.
Oh, me?
And having him play one of the tables.
Why?
Because I think it'll be entertaining for me and all the people that are playing. Well, I think the people playing with you might get frustrated because you're going to do some shit that is illogical. So either blackjack or Texas Hold'em. I think it'll be fucking hilarious. Like, could you imagine blackjack? He fucks over the guy after him because he decides to hit at a 19 or something. Right? Wouldn't that be... There's something to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look, he's confused right now. He doesn't know. He's like, blackjack. I don't like any of these people.
Yeah.
I don't care what their names are.
Jesus Christ.
Would you say that if they're like, do you want to play blackjack? Sir, give me the white jack. All right.
Or just go up to the, where's the white jack table?
Where's the white jack table? The exit is right over there, sir. Would you be down to play? Do you know how to play any cards?
Blackjack? I know how to play blackjack.
That's probably the easiest game. You just tell them what you want to do.
Hit or pass. Yeah.
Hit or pass.
Yeah.
We're very hockey. Very hockey. I like it. It's true. That's what it is. That's all it is. You just have to know when to hit
him. You have to go closest to 21.
Yeah.
If you get 21, it's an instant win.
So it's hit, pass, closest to 21, exactly like your sex life.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Hit, pass, that's fucking hilarious. That was quick, Mike.
That was fucking quick. God damn.
What about Texas Hold'em, poker?
I do know how to play, but I don't know what beats what.
You beat your dick.
Mm. Oh, God damn, bro. Yeah. Like, I don't know what
hand.
Card.
Your
what
dad
hand
beats that dead prostitute.
Your dad beat the case in Arizona.
Oh, God.
So you just need to learn the hands.
Yeah.
Because I think it would be fucking amazing. Him bluffing or not. I think it would be fun. And people getting mad. Because he'll get mad.
Yeah.
People got mad at me once at the casino.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because Viron wanted to leave. Like, everyone was leaving. And I was at a different table.
Uh-huh.
And so they were pressuring me to leave. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just go. My last hand, I told him, I'm just going to go all in no matter what. And I had nothing up until the last card. And I won the money. And then the guy that made it to me, he started flipping. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, nothing. He's something about the river. And I was like, bro, did I do anything illegal? I'm fucking allowed. He's like, that's fucking stupid. You should. I go, but I already said I was going to go all in no matter what. Like, yeah. What are you fucking freaking out about? And the guy was furious and he was
well,
yelling.
No, it's up to him yeah. to fold or to go all in
yeah,
as
but
well.
Because I guess in his head, he was kind of right. I didn't have anything.
Yeah.
So he's like, I bet correctly. He has nothing. I will win.
Yeah.
But then at the end, but I got lucky.
And it's gambling.
Yeah, it's gambling.
Yeah, yeah.
If he why wanted a mad? Sure thing, he should go to a science place.
He should become a man of science. Yeah. But I remember how pissed he was, and I was laughing. Took my winnings. It was a couple $100. It was easy, a couple $100. And I was ready to lose it because I had like $40 left. So I just, you know, I was ready to lose all my money because they wanted to leave. And I came out on top, and he was yelling a lot. He was right, but I didn't do anything illegal. Even the guy, the dealer's like just staring awkwardly.
Is that a face of you being confused, or it's another shit?
But one time I went to Playground Poker years ago, and the dealer recognized me. He's like, "You're a comedian. You're Pentel." I was like, "Yeah, I am." And then he's like, "Oh, that's cool that you're here." And then fucked me. I lost like $100 in 4 minutes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I was like, God damn it. This guy was so happy to meet me. And then I just fucking get squashed. And there was like 3 women at the table. Like everyone just raped me.
Jesus Christ.
I was, I'm not good at gambling because as soon as I make a little bit of money, I'm like, okay, excited. Fuck it. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
But last time I went to a casino was in Tampa. And I go in and they have a table. It's a super low minimum and kind of a high maximum for the blackjack. So I think the minimum was 10. So I was like, okay, I'll bet 10. If I lose, I'll bet 20. If I lose, I'll bet 40. If I lose, I'll bet 80. Then 160 and 320 because it was maximum 500. Yeah. So I was like, it's impossible I lose from fucking 10 to like
you'd be surprised. 320.
And then lost. And then I was like,
what the fuck?
I just fucking lost like $500 in a minute.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
a half.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, that's wild. I'm very bad at fucking gambling.
That's what happened to me. I remember that night. I was so embarrassed.
Because
like, fuck, the guy recognized me too. And I got like, it was like 3 hands or something. I lost everything.
God damn.
Yeah. It happens sometimes. Yeah. It's just bad luck.
I remember the first time I went to the casino. I'm like, I don't want to gamble. I don't want to gamble, right? Because I haven't.
So why would you go to the casino?
Well, I was with friends. Right?
You're like a chick on Tinder.
Yeah.
I just want friends.
No, we were with friends, and then they all decided to go, and I'm like, but I'm not gambling, right? So so the thing is, I'm like, you know what, fucking, I'm gonna try it. So I take $10, I put in a slot machine, and I go, I play it, and then I lose everything, like the first thing, and I go, I'm fucking leaving.
Max bet lost everything and walked.
I'm fucking
out.
Leaving. Fuck this place. I got angry that I lost $10 like this.
I get angry too. I get more embarrassed if I like that happened because just of the way I lost. Because if you lose and it's fun or what, you know, it's different. But the way I lost was so embarrassing. 4 minutes, just everything. And there was like literally women who never played poker at the table. And I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh, this is not good. This is bad. This is bad for my image. I look like a degenerate. But I hadn't gambled. Like I hadn't played cards in years. I just went there. My buddy's like, hey, you want to go to playground? So it's not like I was ready, but I should have been at least more ready than just handing them. I should have just given them my money and walked out. That's what I should have done.
But the casino.
Give them your bank card and your PIN.
Yeah. That's all I should have done.
7312. Yeah. All right. But have fun.
Do what you must.
The casino is a depressing place, I've noticed. Like, especially like around.
I have a friend that works at the casino. Well, he stopped now, but he used to work security. And it's insane the number of suicides there are. And since the casinos in Canada are all government or native, the government ones, they fucking hide everything. So you never hear of a suicide in the parking lot. But
they do it a lot.
There's
apparently.
A lot. There's more than one a week.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard years ago somebody told me that. That's why they put on the bridge. They had
they had
put a net or something.
Net. Yeah.
Because people would jump all the time.
Yeah.
And the stuff they would lose in there wasn't like, oh, like we think, oh, you lost your rent. Some people, their entire businesses, they'd fucking go in there and pull out money that they should not be pulling out from accounts they should not be pulling out. And they would fuck their lives up and they couldn't bear going back home.
Yeah.
Like, how am I going to tell my wife that in a month, we don't have a place to live. Yeah. So they would just fucking kill themselves.
Yeah. That's
that's why it's very scary, man.
Like, I remember.
And it's the government.
But that's why I hate the government's always talking. Like, the government has a problem. If I decide to, in my basement, I don't have a basement, but if I had a basement, we could run a poker room and you come over, fucking Pierre comes over, Jan, everybody, Michelle, and we have a poker game with money. That's illegal.
Yeah.
Technically, it's illegal. They go, it's frowned upon, but it's legal if they do it. So what are you mad about? They're not mad about what you're doing, the act. They're mad that they're not cashing in, which to me is crazy. That's mobster shit.
Yeah.
There's no moral thing about it because you're doing it. You're just mad if I do it. Mm. So that kind of shit, that's why you can't trust the government.
And it's very hypocritical because if it's the mafia that's running a casino, they're not going to tell you, watch out if you have a problem. But the government sort of, they pretend like if you have a problem, we can help you.
Yeah, you're the problem.
You're causing the problem. Yeah. You don't want a coke dealer going, look, if you have a problem with coke, come see me. I'll help you. Right? It's the same guy that's giving you the problem that's fucking trying to solve it.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. That's the government. Anyways, Poseidon, where are you going to be next? Where are you going to be performing?
Excuse me?
Poseidon will be at a male strip club near you in the short-term future.
Very easy to find. He only plays this, male strip clubs, have a big window, and a lineup of Muslim men outside.
Yeah. he's going to be performing at Islama Bang Bang very soon. So Mike Ward still on tour.
Yeah.
Mike Ward Noir is the tour. Current French dates are available, but they're in the distant future because everything nearby is fucking sold out for a goddamn reason. MikeWard.ca is his website. Go over there. You're going to find Mike Ward Suzukut, the number one French language podcast on the planet. And if you play your card right, get on the Patreon right now. You could catch the George St. Pierre episode before it airs for everyone else on YouTube. It is the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. So if you're on the Apple podcast, if you're on Google, I recommend you check that out if you're bilingual or trilingual. As long as you speak French, check it out. 2DrinkMinimum, 2DMPod.com. It'll link you to our YouTube page. Head over to Compound Media. Use Canada20 as a promo code to get yourself 20% off. You will get all of our archives, archived episodes. You'll find out the origins of Poseidon.
Yeah.
You'll see us making him jerk off on camera. Do you remember that when he went to the bathroom? We harassed him so much that he questioned his sexuality and had to go jerk off.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
And people thought,
couldn't get hard.
That was the only time people said, you guys are fucking crazy. Yeah. That is very mean.
That is very mean. Yeah. I forgot
he's a good
about
sport,
that.
Though.
He's a good sport.
You fucked me mentally, but I'm cool. So check that out.
Impenetrable.
That's bad. You come in from the back, guys. PantelisComedy.com is my website. Go over there for dates. There's going to be new stuff added this month. I think Toronto is going to be announced soon. Quebec City in French. More French dates that I'm doing because me and Mike are planning on taking over the world in every language. It's starting with English and French.
Yeah.
But Greek, Portuguese, and Albanian is not too far,
what the hell?
Far behind.
You can't insult me like that.
Huh?
You can't insult me. That's the lowest of insults.
No, it is. That could go worse.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Wait till next week.
Oh.
So thank you all for listening and go fuck yourselves.